Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community in the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay, thank you. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Uh-huh.
African-American.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you say that you will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'm vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
60.
Okay, thank you. And now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, or you can choose any number between.
I'm voting.
Okay, would you say a 10?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
Stop Trump, Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican,
Democrat.
An independent? Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Okay. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strong.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country
satisfied.
Is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and now I'd like you, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You can choose two of them. Would you say stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or rising crime and violence?
I don't know.
Which one do you think that would be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? Would you say
Donald Trump
getting
elected? Gets reelected.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Or you can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so as well. How would you qualify Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Okay. Joe Biden?
100.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
Excuse me?
Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
Zero.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
100.
Okay. The Republicans in Congress?
Zero.
Okay. The Project 2025?
Zero.
Okay. The Democrats in Congress?
100.
Okay. And Cornel West?
Cornel West?
Uh-huh.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but in the if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
No, not yet.
Okay. And now I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. You can please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in support for her for president. Or you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and we cannot do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
100. I mean 10.
Okay, thank you. Next one, African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. In this election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. And the last statement, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. How would you rate this?
I guess 7.
Okay, thank you. All right, now let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little bit more about elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not voting, you're not motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, or you can use any number in between.
10.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
A lot.
Okay, would you say very often?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter or X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or other?
I guess other.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend a church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or not at all of your neighbors are white?
None of my neighbors are white.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation and your time. Your opinions are really important to us. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great evening.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.